USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Turkish President Erdogan ruled out supporting Sweden's bid to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization after an activist burned Islam's holy book in Stockholm over the weekend in front of their embassy under police protection. Turkish parliamentary approval is mandatory for the membership, so Erdogan's comments suggest Sweden and neighboring Finland's efforts to join NATO are now looking more like a non-starter. As more classified documents were discovered in President Biden's home, former Republican Congressman Devin Nunes on Newsmax explains how difficult it is to get documents out of their secure environment.
If I wanted to move something from the House Intelligence Committee to another location, I couldn't just take it, for example, back to my own personal office. My office wasn't cleared for that.
Mr. Nunes questions how Biden was able to take so many classified documents to so many locations.
All of this is really unexplainable how this many locations with an unknown number of documents over all of these years, how the hell did this possibly happen?
Another senior citizen in California went on a rampage Monday.
The related shootings happened Monday in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. Authorities say the elderly suspect turned himself in and is cooperating. This follows a weekend shooting where a suspect shot and killed 11 people in Monterey Park in Southern California before killing himself the next day. It leaves 18 people dead in California over 2 days. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Several senior Ukrainian officials announced their resignations on Tuesday amid a damaging corruption scandal. Reports of foul play in Ukraine's leadership broke over the weekend surrounding illicit payments to deputy ministers and overinflated military contracts. Ukraine's deputy defense minister, deputy head of the presidential administration, and deputy prosecutor general are among the officials who have quit. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Music publisher Primary Wave Music announced that it has acquired the rights of the Doors music publishing catalog. Republicans in the House are pushing a bill to eliminate the Internal Revenue Service and replace it with a consumption tax. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia on Fox Business.
The reason the Democrats don't like this is because they lose control. They lose control over the taxpayer. And a consumption tax, you decide what you're going to pay taxes on. You want to buy a boat, you're going to pay taxes on it. You don't want to pay the taxes, don't buy the boat.
The policy of energy in America is a very divided topic. With regards to Bill H.R. 21, Republicans want to go back when the United States led the world in energy production and very low inflation. Democrats continue to burn the in-case-of-emergency oil reserves as a way to help the American people.
The bill would require the federal government to increase the percentage of federal lands leasing new oil and natural gas production before a president could tap the SPR. Energy Secretary Granholm, in yesterday's briefing, says it's pure dollars and cents.
The use of the SPR not only saved Americans money, but these releases will end up delivering a return for taxpayers.
House Republicans will likely vote for the bill this week. Senate Democrats are confident it will fail there, but the White House has promised a veto. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.